Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take that, Vandermeer!
That's going to be a hot key.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Boomer Jackson, Katy, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome in. And if you are out and about, you're trying to figure out where are they at on Football Friday, we are here, as you heard the big voice man say, Boomer Jacks. Boomer Jacks and Katy, that is one of the biggest pretzels I've ever seen in my life. And you can get one of those here, as they've got a
beer cheese.
It's a night, and it's not a small one either.
It's hanging there.
It's not a small thing of beer cheese too. It's a good little sauce when they got that thing.
I got a sneaking suspicion that Boomer Jacks, old Brent that owns Boomer Jacks, I got a feeling he believes in that old everything's a little bigger in Texas.
I think so. Judging by what I've seen here. Yeah, because those are.
The tea's damn sure sweeter in Texas. I had to hit a little unsweet in there. I had to mix it up.
I'm looking over here. The burgers are aggressive in size. So no, man, it's a good spot here, and we're here till 6 o'clock Football Friday here in Katy.
Come on,
and plenty of prizes for you to win. You got a chance to win a couple of prizes here in the 3 o'clock hour, including a gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors, free oil change. Tom Ball Ford, and also in the 5 o'clock hour, the big one of the day, your chance, courtesy of our good friends at Houston Area Ford Dealers, a chance to win future tickets to a Texans game. You can win that in the 5 o'clock hour. And here, Boomer Jacks, they're doing their thing too, as well as you. You can also have a chance to win tickets to the showdown here.
The Lone Star Showdown,
the Lone
baby.
Star Showdown here. Let me say that right. Lone Star Showdown
get that verbiage right,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. I don't know who plays in that. Maybe you do, but the Lone Star Showdown.
You know, look here, man. It is
in Austin.
It's the biggest rivalry in all of college football. I'll put it to you like that, man. Yeah. The Lone Star Showdown. All you got to do is download that Boomer Jack app, baby. Download that Boomer Jack app. Register to win those tickets. That is a Boomer Jack giveaway right there.
It is.
Come on in, and your waitress or waiter will have all of the details.
That's right. All right. As we continue to roll through here in the 3 o'clock hour, Clint, just simple, right? You know, we talked about a lot of things reflecting over the first five games, and now what's cool with the bye week is you get to watch a lot of the other games, and you are – you know, you're watching it in a different way, and you don't have to worry about the Texans. And you do a lot of comparing to other teams, right? And we've seen it. There have been some surprises. I think both ways. I think the Eagles, what they've looked like, especially the last 2 weeks, is a surprise, right? The Ravens and the Chiefs, they wouldn't be in the playoffs if it started right now. I think the Texans may be a bit of a surprise to people. The Colts and the Jags in your division have been surprises. And as you look at the field and you watch the Texans, and we know how they've gotten to this 2-3 mark, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. I would love to hear your thoughts on this. Very simple. What are the Texans? Would you consider right now that you believe the Texans are a good football team? Especially when you compare it to the field, are they a good football team?
Yeah, absolutely.
You think so?
Absolutely. Look, I think D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio have done a hell of a job building a football team, a program, an organization with an extremely high floor. I'm shocked that they're sitting at 2-3. I'm shocked that the offense was as bad out of the gate as it is. Given what I watched, to be completely honest with you, during training camp, I thought Nick Caley did all he could do to get the offense installed, but I thought the team overall, the organization overall, did a poor job of giving him the best set of circumstances to get that unit up to speed. So we saw obviously a slow start to the season. I think they're better than their record. I think they're better than their tape. And you know, I think the floor is really high for this team. So yeah, a good football team, absolutely. I think they're a good football team. I think even with an 0-3 start, I think they're going to keep us all dialed in down the stretch to see if they can sneak into the playoffs. I think a good football team does that. A subpar football team, continues to struggle to get this thing installed. The wheels start to come off because adversity is a monster, and I believe that they're going to handle it with grace, and I think they're going to win some games.
Text line coming in. Hell no run. The Texans are lame. Thanks, Craig.
Appreciate you listening, Craig.
The next text. The Texans are a good football team. They soundly beat the bad teams and were close to winning against the best teams they played so far.
That is a very good point in terms of what defines a good team. What defines a good team is you kick the hell out of the teams that have no business being on the field with you. And I think a beat-up Baltimore with seven Pro Bowlers on the injured or inactive list and a Tennessee Titan team that obviously is struggling. You drummed them and never gave either one of those teams a chance. You did that part. I agree with that. I think that defines a good football team. Again, I think the floor is high. I think the days of the Texans playing down to their opponent, I think those days are over, right? I think they're going to play in some tight games because their offense is still trying to find itself. I think they're going to play in some really close games, probably going to lose some close games. But I think it's a good organization, a healthy organization with a high floor.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's fair.
I think that's I hate to be, that's a weak response, and I'm sure many of you will let me know on that. My man has stopped in mid-bite to tell me that.
He didn't even clean his hands.
Grab his phone, man. I hope you got barbecue all over that phone. I don't know.
It's probably Asian zing you got on that phone.
Right, that Asian zing, man. Boy, the amount of text I got about that last night. I love Asian zing. Do you? I didn't know Asian zing. I just looked at the thing and just grabbed
one.
I did. But no, I don't know yet. Because defensively, clearly, right, they're there. Defensively, they've got a championship defense. That is real, and maybe that is enough in the field to compared to everybody that would put them as a good team. I just, when I watch them as a whole, right, I'm watching the game, and the texter, you're right, the games were close. But when I watched it, I felt like, boy, the Rams are not playing anywhere near to their best football. And I still feel like it's really not close. And I felt like, Jacksonville was different. But the Rams and the Bucks, and I watched them like the Bucks, it just seems like the Rams and the Bucks are doing things to allow them to be close. And then the last 2 weeks they did what they're supposed to do. Now, I was impressed because going into the game – last week, I didn't know if they were capable of doing what they did. I think for me, the Seattle game is a really, really big point for me. The Seattle, and for me, it's not even that they got to beat them, but I just, do they look better in the game? I'm not even saying they got to win for me to turn that corner. Definitely if they win against Seattle, I think then if you're on the fence, I think you're just hating at that point. But right now it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think you got to get this one. I mean, it's a you got a little bit of momentum that you built. The schedule was nice to you with the Baltimore situation. The schedule and the football gods were nice to you with Tennessee and Baltimore back-to-back. And the only way you did, you know, to me, the only way you dig out of this hole and you stay competitive at a potential playoff level is you get to 3-3 and you come home with three straight home games that you can even get north of 500 at that point in time. I think you fall to 2-4 and come home. I think it's going to be tough sledding.
Yeah, text line coming through. Lovie Smith went to the Super Bowl with Rex Grossman and elite defense. We'll be fine. Damn it, that was 20 years ago.
Sometimes divorce is a good thing.
Yeah. Like, literally. That was an interesting night, I'll be honest. Almost got arrested that night.
Over the Bears going to the Super Bowl?
Oh, Super Bowl party. Super Bowl party at the old apartment. Next thing you know, Here knocks at the door.
Is that my boy Ron?
I was with one of them dudes that said, "Hey man, the police can't come in if you don't open the door." I thought to myself, "That's not true. I just don't believe that's true." And then we had some folks in there that was under 21. Some people put themselves in the dryer, Tyler. Somebody put themselves in a suitcase.
It's a good hiding spot.
Yep. All them jokers got citations.
Yeah.
Every last one of them.
I think there used to be a rule where if the door was closed, they couldn't come in. We were at a party one time, and all the doors were closed, and everybody tried to sell it. Problem was, there's about two or three windows open.
Yeah, my man.
Them jokers look like ants coming in them windows, boy.
My man said, I will bust through this door, is what he said.
No, your aunt or your man?
No, the man on the other side of that.
Okay.
On that, and then.
Yeah, no, these boys just went through the windows.
Yeah, fridge went ahead and opened it eventually. Anyway, when you bring up that Super Bowl, if you're on the space of Clint, you look at it, because it makes sense. You say, all right, man, they played the Rams, they played the Bucks, they played the Jags. All those teams have winning records. And they played them tight, and those games were tight.
I thought we were beyond this.
I just when I watched that game, I didn't come away. I came away thinking that is a good defense, right? And then I thought, but I don't know. I don't know that that's a good football team.
Well, I just thought we were beyond this. I thought we were beyond. Oh man, but those were good football teams, and they only beat it. It was a one possession game. I thought we as the Texans, when 10 games 2 years in a row, and you go to the second round of the playoffs. I mean, at some point we got to stop, because every one of those games that were one possession, and boy, if this one play would have been made, well, guess what? If one other play would have been made for them, it would have been a two possession game. And then we wouldn't be talking about one possession. So the whole what if here and what if there, the reality of it is I thought we were above this. I thought we were above going, well, look at these games and look at that game. We should have won this. One play here, one play there. Look, I mean, at the end of the day, you can only play who's up next, and are you giving yourself a puncher's chance to go out there and win?
Yeah.
Right? Again, you weren't doing that early in the season. I don't give a damn how many one plays you needed to beat the Rams or the Tampa Bay. It didn't happen, and they were the better football team by far then when you look at our offense, right? The offense has had two preseason games to get better, install some stuff. And now, does it look like a different team? If it doesn't look like a different team, we're going to get drummed on Monday night.
It looks like they've looked different. Their offense clearly looked different.
In the preseason.
Yeah, but
playing our starters longer than everybody.
Yeah, but I just – but I also – like, for me, I personally need the Seattle game to get to that point. I need the Seattle game, and some may not. I need the Seattle game. Someone texted in, I think the Texans are better than 2-3. And the Colts' 4-1 record is suspect. They haven't beaten anybody reputable other than Denver. Well, however you say it, I mean, they're 4-1.
How many points they put up on Denver?
I think they high 20s or low 30s.
I mean, it's a high scoring offense in the AFC, boys. And they're 4-1.
The way they got there, I mean, they're 4-1. We'll see. They've got some better teams on their schedule, but I'm just looking at the Texans, right? Like, when you watch the Texans overall, you take it overall, the last 2 weeks makes you move closer to that's a good football team, but I want to see them against Seattle.
Yeah.
Let's see what they look like against them.
And I don't – you fall to 2-4, it's going to be rough. But at the very least, you've got to go out there and compete your ass off. I mean, it's got to be an impressive game. You know what I mean? It's got to be down to the wire. It's got to be a tight ball game. It's got to be one where we look at it and we go, hey, man, this product was tremendous. They just made a few more plays than we did.
Yes.
If you do lose it. Like, you can't lose the momentum that you built over the last 2 weeks. This is a monster game for the Texans in 2024. 25. Yeah, is it no. 25 or 24?
25.
It was 25, yeah.
Yeah, someone texted, Ron, what do you need to see out of the Seattle game? What if the Texans win 17-14? And I just said – if they win the game, look, man, if they win it, you know, they win, then you have to acknowledge they're a good football team. They're 3-3. Yeah, they went on the road on Monday Night Football and beat a good Seattle team. Like that has to, you know. Then, as I said earlier, if you are going to be one to say, oh, I don't know on that, then I think you're hating at that point. But to me, I don't even think they have to win, as Clint just laid out. Like, if you walk in there and look at it, all right, man, C.J. Stroud and their offense, they look like they're running a competent offense and that they know what they're doing, and your defense, and you just lost a game to a good football team. I could still look at that and say, all right, they're fine. They're a good football team. But, yes, the games were close. But against the Rams, when the Rams went up and they got up 14-9, I'm like – the Texans aren't going to score a touchdown. Like, if the Texans are going to score, their defense has to probably do it, right? Like, I just against Tampa, I didn't think they had a chance. I thought they needed to help them.
Yeah.
And Tampa helped them big time with the special team stuff. So I just like for me, if they look like they're an offense that can run offense, and they're running offense, and they're making plays here, and they lose, you know, 24-21 or something like that, then that's a different deal. But these other two games, it was just like, it's the second half, and they're down by a score, and it's like, I don't know how they're going to score. They're going to need help to score. And so I just, to me, I'm looking at that. It'll be an interesting run against Seattle, as you said. That's one I think where a lot of people will jump on or jump off on how they feel about them. All right, coming up as we continue rolling through here on a Football Friday, we'll continue to go in and about.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
About the Texans as they get ready, coming off this bye week to go ahead and take on Seattle. That's coming up next right here live on The Drive.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Boomer Jackson, Katy, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, congratulations to our latest winner. I'm telling you, man, about damn near every other segment, we are hooking folks up with different items for you to win, including in the 5 o'clock hour, you got a chance to win some future Texans tickets courtesy of our great friends with the Houston area Ford dealers. So get on out here to Boomer Jacks. I know it is a football Friday, but Clinton Tyler, did you all see that young man in Los Angeles last night and the way that game ended for the Phillies?
Oh, what a nut punch.
Yeah. Oh, my God, man. I feel so bad for him. First off, he is elected to go with Orion as his name. And I had to go and do some research. I thought, boy, you couldn't swung it to a middle name. Nope.
Well, look, if he'd have – I mean, unfortunately, when you're a child, you don't have much of a choice. It depends on your folks.
Well, but, Clint, he's
– a white fella named Orion would have been really good. That would have gone a long ways for
Orion.
Him.
Orion. Yeah, I also want to inform you on this, Clint Tyler. No, he chose the middle name. Orion is the middle name. He chose to get over there.
And well, for those –
his name's Richard.
For those wondering, it's not Orion like you might see –
auto parts?
Yeah, no.
Oh, O'Reilly?
O'Reilly either, but it's not a – I mean, it's not the –
It's O-R-I-O-N.
Yeah, it's like some constellation or something.
Yeah. Orion's Orion. Belt.
His name is Richard, but his real name's Richard. Man, I would have been
No, your ass would have went with Orion, no question about it.
I'd have been Ricky Kirkering.
Kirkering.
I'd have been Rick Kirkering. Not Orion Kirkery. Hey, man, I feel so bad for him, Tyler. And the instantly,
real,
I mean, you could tell, man, that man panicked so much.
Hard.
Because I have watched, fellas, when he did fumble the ball and bobbled it, but when he picked it up, that dude was barely halfway down the line, man. I mean, he had plenty of time. He could have gotten him. He could have got his feet right, stepped and threw right to the bag. Instead, he panicked and he just fired it. I mean, fired it high and outside, and it was. I mean, and he just. Have you seen the video where he's down on his knees and the Dodgers are running around him to celebrate?
I feel like it's 1998, and you're talking about me.
I feel so bad, man.
This is.
I'm sorry. I didn't even put that together. I did, but I didn't put it together.
And I'm going to tell you, Dodgers are the worst.
Yeah, you.
Well, you keep asking the question. Could you imagine? Could you imagine? Being the guy that made the error that got you booted from the playoffs?
That's on me.
I can imagine.
That. At least you got to play the next week.
For nothing. Actually, if we'd have won that game, we'd have still won the championship, and we lost that damn thing.
Hey, man, he was on his hands on his knees.
Yeah, man.
And I'm watching Mookie Betts and him running around him to get past him. And you know what immediately got to me? And I'm so glad that you didn't have to. You probably did. But you didn't have to deal with it the way that I think Orion has to. Is all I can think about is I just – we know we're dealing with Philadelphia, and by the way, they're in the midst of having a bad night anyhow, as the Eagles were getting trampled by old Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo.
Their hockey squad too.
Did the Flyers lose the opener?
Damn, Philly!
the Flyers lost the opener.
Look here, I tell you,
but you know Philly, you know that fan base.
Yeah.
I mean, I cannot imagine what punk soft people went in to try to come at him, probably threatened his life,
yeah.
Probably did it all. And Lord knows, as you can relate, nobody feels worse than he does.
Oh.
I mean, nobody feels worse than he does.
I'm telling you, he's got a chance to make a wrong right. Just become Orion Kirky or whatever the hell his name is and forget it ever happened.
Just the minute you
go,
Orion?
Oh, the minute you go in somewhere and you're waiting in line and they're like, let me check your ID.
He's got to change it.
Orion. Oh, boy, everybody that's within an earshot is going to be just hammering. Before you know it, it's going to spread throughout the bar, the club, the restaurant, and you're going to get just clowned. Trust me.
Ooh, somebody just texted and said their kid's name is Orion for the constellation. Yeah,
we used to have Orion that worked here, remember?
No, I don't.
I don't either. I remember a Ryan.
Before my time.
Orion, yeah. I did that podcast with him and old Bridget, the Clutch City Roundtable.
How did he? Was it O apostrophe Ryan or was it O R I O N?
That second one, O apostrophe. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Orion Kirkring is.
Name of the cat on Men in Black, too.
I mean, I just
damn.
I don't know how bad. I'm so bad. I want to see his DMs. I want to see him bad. I just want to see the dumbasses who sent just crazy stuff to him. Because that pisses me off when people go and do that. And I'm certain they probably found a way to get you through emails or something at a different time.
Yeah, to but this day, somehow, some way, the old csterner@uark.edu was not a very hard email to find.
Can you repeat that one more time?
Shut up, Todd.
csterner@uark.edu. That was an easy one to find. Luckily, my broke ass didn't have a laptop, so I had to wait till I got to computer class to check it. I had to go to the what do they call the computer lab?
Computer
remember that back
lab,
in the day?
Yeah.
You know that's one thing.
I mean, I was
thing,
in junior high, but
clearly, the computer lab is does not exist anymore, right, boys?
No.
I mean, clearly, there's some young listeners right now going computer lab. What are you talking about? Yeah, I mean, I had a typing class in high school where they taught me where to put my fingers.
Dial up internet.
And then
too.
We had the computer lab in college, baby. That was a spot right there.
Yeah.
That's where I had to go to check that email, man. I sat there and cried.
Text line said, yours is completely different, Clint. Somebody tripped you.
Well, yeah. The ball wasn't moving, though. The ball was moving on him. That ball came off a bat. Mine was dead in both hands. So, yeah, I mean, there's some difference. I mean, I appreciate you trying there, text line, but damn, it's –
I mean, it was crazy. Everyone's pointing to first. The catcher's pointing to first. Like, what do you think in his mind? He's,
exactly.
He must have.
I mean, when that ball bounced up and he made the original bobble, it was like it just came right into his view, the easy route right here.
Oh, God. That's what he said after the game. He said, I thought that was a quicker throw. Like, I mean, I'm not going to say the dude, you know, dogged it out of the box, but he did as you would do. Oh man, I just hit a comebacker to the pitcher, where you give it 75% speed down the first base line, and then when he saw him bobble it, then he tried to turn it on. I mean he had him easy. I think my man forgot how many outs it was. I think he forgot it all. Just.
Yeah, well, he will never forget it again.
No, he won't. No, he won't. Yeah, damn, Orion.
Y'all,
maybe
like,
go back to Richard.
Orion, man, trust me, that's
or Orion.
I said last night, damn, he's having to deal with this last name too, and then I look at it, and I said, nope, he's chosen. He's chosen to move over to Orion.
Forget Dick.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, boy. And now, do you imagine? I wonder, did anybody lose money off of that? Did that on a?
What do you mean? Did anybody?
Oh, I'm just
in this degenerate society we live in. You damn somebody lost. Somebody definitely
that
lost.
Play that probably lost. Oh my God! I can imagine somebody who's just done something. Not Tyler. Tyler doesn't do stupid stuff like this.
Let's be honest. Tyler doesn't put all of his bets on best bets. Tyler, did you have any? Did that?
Yeah, but Tyler's not putting life and death situations on there. Like that guy when I was in Vegas one time, he was at the Kentucky Derby, and my man said, after that horse lost, he said, "Oh my God, she's gonna kill me." I said, "What?"
I don't know. I got a feeling Tyler's had a few
moments.
And that
guy lost $25,000 or something on that horse. He said, oh, my gosh, it's going to kill me. I don't think Tyler's done that.
Tyler, have you ever had a total at the end of the weekend like, uh-oh, hope Megan doesn't see this slip?
Oh, no, not at all. And, I mean, when you factor in the deep pockets, I mean, it's always low risk. It's just not a lot of danger going on.
Okay. I mean, that's fair. I guess that's fair, man. I mean, I told my wife she wanted to remodel the utility room. Of all things, the utility room.
All right.
She came at me again about it yesterday. I said, babe, you make your own money. Remodel whatever the hell you want to remodel.
That is an interesting request, though.
I mean.
No shot to you, Lauren. That is an interesting.
Let's remodel the pantry.
Knock out this utility room.
I said, you got your own job, man. I mean, you make good.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good money, man. You can renovate whatever the hell you want to renovate. I said, but I do got a question. Why the utility room?
Utility.
I mean, our utility room is as big as the bedrooms in the house. I mean, it is plush. There's a bathroom. There's a big closet. There's two refrigerators. There's a sink. I'm like, what's wrong with the one we got?
Man, she gonna knock this thing out. She gonna have this thing looking right, baby.
Nowhere to hang the kids' backpacks. I said, well, hell,
she wants to make it a mud room.
I can get down.
She wants to make it a mud room.
I can get down to Home Depot and I can get me a damn. I can get a couple of hooks, hang them on the wall, baby. I can get you a spot to hang them damn backpacks.
All right, coming up as we continue here live here at Boomer Jacks here in Katy. It is our Saturday slate. College football games of the weekend. I already told you one upset that's guaranteed that's going to happen, but there's a lot of games to look at this weekend. We'll pick our best. You can send in your favorite games of the weekend. Saturday slate coming up next.
I'm always good raw dog in the drive.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Boomer Jackson, Katy, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
As I look on YouTube and Twitch on this Football Friday, our guy Daryl Beasley said, hey, I'm just sitting here waiting on Tyler's bets for tonight.
I'm telling you, man.
It's
a great setup for all of us out there, listeners and me, right? You let Tyler weather the storm on the bad days, and then when he hits a heater like this, he's going to tell you about it, whether on social media or on the airwaves.
He gets on a heater one way or another.
Here's the deal. That you're not guaranteed to win, but when he's on a heater,
close to
I
it.
mean, all you got to do is pick the right one. I mean, it's just look, when he's on a 9-for-9 over 2-day heater, hell, you can pick anything you want.
Pick whatever you want.
Yeah, he's on a heater. I believe that gambling, it's about streaks. It always has been, always will be, and Tyler's on one, so I think I'm going to piggyback. I'm gonna be like old Christian Javier in 2023, piggyback my ass up.
9-for-9, baby. There you go. Christian Javier, boy, you remember right there, man. Come on, Zach Greinke, just give us two.
Better days. Look, literally, there was three starters in the rotation. Just give me three.
Just give me three innings.
Give me three innings. Give me nine outs.
Here comes Luis and Christian Javier. I think they had your guy. Who was the guy? Oh, Jake Odorizzi. Yeah, it was Jake Odorizzi would come in.
And then
Christian Javier would come in and pull things off.
Tyler's so good, he can make Jake Odorizzi a little money.
You remember that time? I know this isn't foreign to anybody, but that time Luis Garcia got hurt in that playoff game, and they gave Jake all the time he needed, and it felt like Jake took all the time he needed. You remember how long Jake warmed up, and everybody just had to sit out there.
Jake acted
like he was starting the game.
I don't know if Tyler did this to me or if it's real, but like Jake Odorizzi did have a real take all the time you can kind of vibe to it.
It wasn't a vibe that day. He just did it.
He was one of the founders of the turn list.
He started doing those stretches in the he didn't come right out of the bullpen. He did his normal stretches with his arm out of the bullpen. Did the band resist? And I think it was Joe Buck at the time said, "Well, he's going to take all the time." I think they took three or four commercial breaks.
Hey, he did all that stretching his upper body and then went out there and messed his knee up.
It sucks, man. He took him out of that cart. I mean, him and Grugier Hill, baby. They were able to return.
I told myself when I got in this radio business, I wasn't going to laugh at pro athletes that get injured. And y'all got me up here just cackling.
Well, the only reason why we're laughing at those two is because they came back the next week.
Full go the next week.
Full go, man.
2 days on the injury list.
Man, I tell you what else is full go. That is Football Talk on Sports Radio 610. It's presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL. to get started today. All right, let's hear that good music right there. They actually got a great game this weekend over there on CBS. But it is our Saturday slate, 713-572-4610. YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in on this. What is your college football game to watch? What is your college football game of the week? Someone text in, Texas Tech is all over your Jayhawks this week. That's not a bad one. I will be I will be watching that one intently. But there's several games, Clint. Your game, you talked about Arkansas, Tennessee. That's one. There's Florida and A&M. We just talked about KU and Texas Tech. There's several games over the weekend. What's your game you're watching the most?
Well, I'm gonna be completely transparent here, man. I have a really hard time watching anything other than SEC and Big 12 football. So I'm going to exclude all the Big Ten to be in ACC at this point. If it's not Rhett Lashley and SMU, I really don't give a rip, to be honest with you.
You have a hard time watching Ohio State?
Yes. Always have. Always have. I have a hard time watching Michigan. Always have. I don't know why. I mean, it just is what it is.
What about when they're playing each other? You all right?
Today it's not as hard because I had to listen. I always had to listen to this rivalry and hear people. And it doesn't help that we had a bunch of Ohio State Buckeyes in Dallas when I was there. Joey Galloway was one of my good buddies. And I always had to listen to that Ohio State crap. But, you know, you got to listen to the rivalry talk every year. And here in Texas, and I ain't got no skin in the game, but here in Texas, the fact that A&M and Texas weren't playing at the time absolutely disgusted me. And because I believe that is the biggest, best rivalry in college football. But then you go, hey, well, they didn't play it for 20 years, so what the hell are you talking about? So. But now that that's back, I can probably take a peek at it. But I'll be honest with you, it absolutely bores me, to be completely honest with you. So I'm Big 12 SEC all the way. With that said, the game for me this week is definitely Bama at Mizzou. I want to find out if Mizzou's for real. My boy Eli Drinkowicz, he's a friend of mine, good dude. I hope they are for real, and I hope they can knock off Bama. There's also a Bama twist to it where, I mean, who is Bama? How good is Bama? Are they really coming along? Ty Simpson, is he the real deal in this Kalen DeBoer offense? And is Bama going to fall off after Saban, or is he going to keep pace and at least keep him in the college football playoffs? I think that the storylines there, the personal, I think, attachment there for me with Eli Drinkwitz. We play Mizzou down the schedule here. So do all the Aggies out there. So it's one they want to watch as well. Yeah. So I'm going to go with Bama at Mizzou. I think there's a lot of it's going to be a fun watch.
Yeah, Missouri. This is their sixth game. They have not played a road game. They've not played outside of their home stadium. I don't even know how the hell that happens. Six straight games they're going to have at Perot Field, and they've got a really good running game. They got the quarterback, the transfer from Penn State, because Drew Aller, he moved on, and he's been pretty good. And we'll see. Their best win, South Carolina or the Kansas game they had. And we'll see a lot more about them. Alabama clearly looks like a different team that played Florida State.
Yep.
And we'll see what happens there. That'll be a big one right there. I think the winner of that game, I think everybody takes Alabama serious for the playoff. I think if Missouri wins that, I think people will really take that. That's probably the biggest – that may be the biggest game they've had at that stadium maybe since they played Georgia years back when they said before the game, just entering the SEC, they played old man football. That's what they said about Georgia, and then Georgia commenced to whooping their ass, and they had the whiteboard on the and said grown man football or whatever. This is the biggest home game they've had since then. That will be a fun watch. Me, I don't have a problem watching the Big Ten. People are texting in. I know it's because we're from here, but OU Texas. I'll be honest, man. I feel like that's just an ass whooping waiting to happen. I'm sorry. I think.
Well, that's even. I mean, because that would have been number two on my list here. The OU Texas game. Now, again, I sleep with the Longhorn every night, so there is obviously a. I'd like for her to be happy, so I'd like for them not to just be awful this season. But that game you got the quarterback, I believe, for John Mateer. I think he is I don't think they've named him the starter, but I think he's trending towards going. I mean, so you got a true Heisman candidate there. You got a team that's seems to have reemerged on a national scale here, and you got Texas, who all the storylines that come with them obviously are going to be bigger than all get out. So. That's got the makings of being a real interesting game there.
Yeah, mine is Indiana and Oregon.
That's a good one.
At Autzen Stadium, Indiana is going to
Big
go 10, play
Pac-12.
Oregon. Well, Big Ten, but yeah. No, but for me is Indiana may have the best NFL draft prospect quarterback going right now. He may be. There are a lot of people that he has shot up the board here lately with his play, and he's really good. And they beat up the only team that they've really played this year was Illinois, and they beat the hell out of them, put 63 on them, and they were really good last year. They made the playoff, but if we're being honest, all of the games in which they played teams that were good, they played Ohio State late, they played Notre Dame in the playoff. And then they played Illinois. Illinois is the only one they've won. They've lost all those other games. And he is building a hell of a program. We got to sit down and talk with him at the Bear Bryant Awards. He cussed on our air. He seems to be a fiery guy. I just want to see if Indiana is just this program that beats the teams that they're supposed to beat, and they take advantage of that Big Ten schedule where they only have to play two games a year, or are they serious? And are they serious as a serious player? And if they go into Oregon, which is one of the toughest places to play in the country, and they can hold their own there, I think a lot of people will look at them differently. So
I think there's a lot of the jury's still out looking on a lot of teams being this early in the season, if you will. But I think the jury's still out on Oregon.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't cover Oregon, but I know a lot of.
You just feel a lot different now after seeing Penn State, what they did to UCLA. That's their signature
right.
win.
Well,
on the road.
You listen to a lot of the talking heads. I think college football still has a good number of of talking heads that I know I enjoy listening to, and it seems like I don't know one way or another, but it seems like the jury is still out on Oregon of whether they're legit, you know, a top five team or not.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. All right. What you got coming up on the four?
Well, I think I'm in the middle of what could be my first heated neighbor altercation. It could get real hairy because the old boy strikes me as somebody that may go to some serious depths. I'm gonna tell you all about it and get a little direction from you next. I know you've been around some neighbor altercations. I think we'll cuss and discuss next right here on Sports Radio 610.